The blizzard of 49 started on the first Sunday in January and lasted about 3 days. When it was done, there were huge snow drifts everywhere. We couldn't use any machinery. The farmhand stood idle, as did the tractors. And just the tops of the orchard trees were sticking up when it stopped snowing. The creeks were full of snow, and we could only travel on the ridges where it blew the snow off. And then on the level ground, there was places where you could get around because of the drifting. The only way you could get anything done was with a team and a wagon or horseback. Fortunately, our cattle drifted into a sheltered areas, but were not snowed under. There was one cow that was in the creek on the Demolin place under a tree, and we found her when we were haying that summer. We thrashed oats in 1948, and Job Sands was helping thrash in the community. He had a team, and he would help thrash, and he helped us thrash. When we were done thrashing, like, he wanted to stay on and work if we had work for him. Well, there was always work to do, so we kept him on. He had a wife and two children, and they had a tent where they were living when the storm hit. They were in that tent all through the storm, and then Job and his team helped Dad feed the cattle on the Demolin place. We built a sled, and they took cake over each morning, and then they would feed the cattle hay. They would go up the ridge to Ulrich's when we needed supplies or mail. They would go on in with this team and sled. I fed the yearlings. We had the two-year-old heifers there at the ranch during that winter, yearlings were down the creek on the Wilson place, and it was a real job to load and feed enough hay and feed enough for those two herds. We were more fortunate than most ranchers, though, as a lot of cattle drifted into deep pits and were buried. There was a lot of loss in cattle in that storm. It was about 3 weeks after the storm that the state got involved in helping plow out the storm area, and they hired Caterpillar owners with dozers to open up the roads. They even shipped some of them in on the railroad from wherever they could locate them. The railroads were blocked for quite a while, but then in about 3 weeks' time, they got them got opened up so that the railroads were operating again. It was at least 3 weeks or more before the roads and trails were opened up so that we could get out with the pickup. The roads and the children were housebound for at least that long, and it was longer for Mother. One of the miracles of the storm was the fact that the old one-line telephone system kept working in spite of being buried in many places. The women in the community had the comfort of visiting with each other. And then, of course, another miracle was that there wasn't anyone in our immediate community that were sick and needed to go to the doctor. The stress of the storm and declining health on Mother's part persuaded Dad and Mother to move to Chadron, Nebraska in 1950. They purchased a nice house down there just across the street from the Methodist Church. Our family moved into the ranch house from the old Krieger's house that we had moved to the ranch and fixed up. I hired Oliver Romy to work. And he and Edith lived in the old Swigert house for about 3 years, after which they moved to over and Oliver to the Seeger Ranch, where Oliver worked for Vernon Seeger and his dad. I had full-time hired men until the boys got old enough to help. Tom Finney and DeLoss Holman and Don and Jim Willow were some of the men that worked after I stopped having full-time help. After that, I would hire help in the spring for the calving season.